Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 16. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Opposite Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, let's learn how to play a silly game called Opposite Day. It's simple. Do the opposite of what you normally do, like having spaghetti for breakfast and pancakes for dinner. Say something, and then do the opposite of that. You might have to spend a good chunk of time trying to come up with different lines in order to get a rise out of family members before saying opposite day in a sing-song voice. For example, it's so rainy outside. Opposite day. I would much rather eat carrots than Cheetos. Opposite day. Your t-shirt is not cool. Opposite day. It almost seems as if Paul is playing opposite day in our reading today. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. What? That's so different from how we feel. Our sinful selves want to shout out, opposite. Paul, if someone is bullying me, then I'm going to bully them right back. But if anyone knows about opposites, it's the Apostle Paul. Before Paul became one of the greatest Christian missionaries, he was first Saul, one of the greatest slayers of Christians. Saul hated Christ and anyone who professed him. And then, God worked in Saul's heart an opposite day. God worked an opposite day with us as well. We were conceived and born sinful. Every day since then, we have sinned, and we deserve nothing but to suffer eternally in hell. But when God sent His only Son to take our place and suffer on the cross for us, He showed us grace. He gave us the opposite of what we deserved. We deserve hell. We get heaven. We deserve suffering. We get eternal life and happiness. What an amazing gift. Knowing about that amazing gift enables us, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to do what the passage tells us. We can be nice to those who are mean to us. We can show love to those who are not happy with the way we vote or view vaccinations. We can bless those who persecute us. And then, like a bunch of happy dominoes falling over each other, we can live in peace and harmony with everyone. Let's play one last round of Opposite Day to end our devotion. God doesn't exist. Opposite Day, God is real. Jesus is dead. Opposite Day, Jesus lives. God doesn't care about you. Opposite Day, God loves you. We pray. Dearest Jesus, even though at times we want to hurt those who hurt us, help us remember what you did for us on the cross. Help us to show love for everyone, even our enemies. Thank you for bringing us to heaven, the opposite of what we deserve. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.